Hey guys, it's November 8th, and I want to talk to you. We talked yesterday about the changing leaves, the beauty of creation. Today I'm going to talk about something that's never changing, and that is God. God, the Bible tells us, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not love us any less than he did yesterday. He doesn't love us any more than he did yesterday. He doesn't love us any more after we do something righteous or any less after we mess up. His love for us is unchanging because God is unchanging. He doesn't give up on us. He's a just God. He's always a just God. Even when things in our world are unjust, God is still just. God will still make all things right. God cares for us. He always has and he always will. I believe that God even hurts when we hurt because we're his children, and a loving father hurts when his children hurt. God forgives over and over again, and that's unchanging. God is in control. We have a theological word that we use to describe that characteristic of God. We call it sovereignty. God is sovereign. That means that God is in control. We're not able to see that a lot of times in this world that is full of sin and sickness and death and craziness and instability, but God is never frightened. He's never scared. He's never surprised by the things that go on in this world. He is sovereign. He's in control. Nothing happens outside of him allowing it to, because he's an unchanging God. And don't we need that stability in our lives? Let's thank him for that today in prayer. Lord, as we come to you today in prayer, we just thank you for your unchanging character, your unchanging love, your unchanging forgiveness, your unchanging stability, your unchanging sovereignty. We thank you, Lord, for loving us even when we fall short of your perfect standards. Would you go with us today, and may we have it on the top of our minds that you are a God who is unchanging. The most stable thing that we will ever experience is your love. And we want to give you thanks for that when everything else seems to be out of control. Let us remember that you still rule the world, that you have a plan, that you will make all things new, you will make all things right, because you are a God of love and compassion for your children. We thank you that we can call ourselves children of God, princes and princesses, daughters and sons of the Most High King. Thank you, Lord, for that title. May we wear it with humility and show others the love that you have shown us today. Give us strength to do that. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.